This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. You may not be aware of this, but if you own even a small stack of rock and roll or soul records, there's a good chance you have a few which feature one of the hardest-working unknown women in the recording business. Our rock and roll historian Ed Ward has the story.
When the story of women in rock and roll is told, the focus always tends to be on performers, which, given the music's history until just recently, means singers. Even discounting the huge contributions of women who have owned record labels, run publishing houses, written songs, and managed performers, this still sells short one of rock and roll's most remarkable and influential women, Carole Kaye. Of course, if you're a bass player, you're way ahead of me. Carole Kaye virtually invented electric bass playing. You might even say she wrote the book on the electric bass, since her instruction book has been mandatory for bassists since it was first published. She was born 61 years ago in Everett, Washington, to a couple of musicians who moved to Los Angeles when Carole was six. At the age of 13, she picked up guitar and was so talented that she was teaching it a year later. She soon started appearing in jazz clubs, and in 1957, Bumps Blackwell, Sam Cooke's musical director, tapped her for a session. She was a quick study and a formidable technician, and word got around. She spent the next 6 years playing guitar in the studios. One day in 1963, the bassist didn't show up for a session, and she sat in, but used her guitar pick to lay out the lines. It was a new sound, and one that became identified with her.
We come on this loop, John B., my grandfather and me, around.
Here, on the backing track to the Beach Boys' Sloop John B., you can hear the clicking of her pick. She wound up on Beach Boys Records because she was a member of the Wrecking Crew, the studio band that Phil Spector preferred for his L.A. recordings. Along with drummer Hal Blaine, who recently called her the greatest person who ever picked up a bass, she played innumerable sessions for everything from commercials to film soundtracks to pop records.
The beat goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
Studio musicians, of course, are an anonymous bunch, as likely to be called in to disguise a more famous musician's inadequacies as anything. For instance, The Doors never had a bassist, but Light My Fire sure did.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
There are other sessions she played that have recently become the subject of a controversy. It's well known that another of the 60s major bassists was James Jamerson, who played in the Motown studio group The Funk Brothers. But Motown engineer Armin Steiner maintained a studio in L.A. where he'd cut demo versions of songs, then fly the finished tapes back to Detroit. Kay maintains that some of the finished recordings use track from the L.A. demos, and she might be right.
Now if you feel that you can't go on, because all of your hope is gone, and your life
One thing that is certain, though, is that her bass solos on one of the other of 1966's top hits.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Disgusted with the drug culture she saw invading the L.A. music scene, Kay quit, no doubt with a healthy savings account, in 1970. Since then, she's done occasional jazz work, produced a few records by friends like Hampton Hawes and Joe Pass, and played on some soundtracks. Although arthritis has hindered her lately, she's been talking with Brian Wilson about touring with the original Pet Sounds group to recreate the sound of that classic album. Whether you're aware of it or not, you've heard Carol Kay, be it with Barbara Streisand on The Way We Were, Simon and Garfunkel's Homeward Bound, The Monkees' I'm a Believer, or Isaac Hayes' theme from Shaft. And you've heard her echoes in the sound of anyone who's picked up an electric bass in the last 35 years.
Fresh Air's rock and roll historian Ed Ward is currently living and writing in Berlin. This is Fresh Air.